The program for Tuesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. How nice to have you with us on this Tuesday morning. The Christianity of the first century. What a subject to challenge our minds, to stimulate our minds and challenge us that we might put this into practice and truly be an embodiment of the Christianity as we find it in the Scriptures. The Christianity of the first century we found to be undenominational in nature, and also we found that it was an embodiment of Christ in its message and also in the life that was to be lived, this Christianity. And today let's emphasize the far-reaching impact that this Christianity had in the world of the first century. The Christianity of the first century was revolutionary, but by its very nature it was so radical that it could change lives and human society without producing a revolution in the terms of what we think of revolution today. And it did just that. Yes, one of the ways was by having a new man to produce a new society. The teachings of the Lord Jesus, like found in the Sermon on the Mount, can only be put into practice by a new person, a new man, and that by God's grace. The unconverted world will say that Christianity is not practical, and it's not to them, because our Lord said in John 3:3, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. If a person truly surrenders his life to Christ, he knows that what Paul said is true in 2 Corinthians. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. A radical change of lifestyle was evident among the first century Christians, to the point that Paul could write these words in 1 Corinthians 6:9-11. Listen to what he said. He says, be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, he's talking about homosexuality, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Now listen to what Paul says. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Oh, what an impact Christianity had to change such men, and it can do the same thing today. The far-reaching impact of this Christianity, it can also be seen in the genuine love that it produced in human lives. In the Roman Empire, love was not one of the things that stood out, to say the very least. The most popular national amusement involved the gladiators. In this kind of world, a very large segment of the people were slaves. Human life was cheap. Then when they did speak of love, it was more of the theme of lust. Then Jesus made his appearance in the course of human history. He told his disciples in John 15:13, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. We all know what John 3:16 says. And our Lord also said, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one to another. That's John 13:34-35. This is a fire that the Lord lit and not man. How unlike the natural man. Peter told about it when he said in 1 Peter 1:22-23, seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth of the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. John talked about that love in 1 John 3:14 when he says, we know we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. And then in Galatians 5:22, love tops the list of the fruit of the Spirit. Oh, there's nothing like genuine, unfeigned, unselfish love. When you see it, you know that you've seen the real thing. This kind of love rolled back the brutality of the pagan world, and man became no more an animal, but with the dignity and beauty of God in him. This was the Christianity of the first century. Thank you for listening today.